Nate Morris, Trump's tariffs are leveling the playing field for the American worker. By Sean Moran on April 11, 2025. Kentucky businessman and potential Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris on Breitbart News Saturday said that President Donald Trump's use of reciprocal tariffs are leveling the playing field for the American worker. Morris could run for the U.S. Senate to replace the outgoing Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, who will not run for re-election. He spoke to Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle as Trump has unleashed reciprocal tariffs to fight for better trade deals with nations across the world that have higher tariffs and other barriers to trade for American goods. Morris said he believes that this trade strategy will ultimately better the American worker who has been decimated by decades of bad trade deals. "I'm so enthusiastic about how the president is handling this, and he is finally leveling the playing field for the American worker. I think the tariffs are a great example of how we are doing that," he said on Breitbart News Saturday. Morris noted that he came from a family of auto workers, many of whom are United Auto Worker, UAW, union members. He added, "Enough is enough. We're going to support the American worker. We're going to buy American again. Can you imagine that as a concept?" He continued, saying that Trump's America First trade policies reset the global economy in favor of America and use our economic might to fight back all this nonsense that's costing the working class their way of life and the American dream. "The way to a middle class and the American dream is you got to have to manufacturing jobs in this country," Morris remarked. Morris, as a supporter of Trump's America First vision, cheered the confirmation of Trump's nominee, Elbridge Colby, to serve as Undersecretary for Policy. Noting that McConnell voted against Colby's confirmation, he said, "Elbridge Colby is one of the brightest foreign policy minds in the GOP, and it's pathetic watching Mitch McConnell continue to stand with Dems to sabotage President Trump. This is why whoever replaces Mitch for Senate needs to represent a clean break from him, time for a change." Vice President J.D. Vance echoed Morris's remarks, saying, "Mitch's vote today, like so much of the last few years of his career, is one of the great acts of political pettiness I've ever seen." 100% right, Donald Trump Jr. wrote. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.